2. The types and history of advertising.
广告类型及发展历史。
2. Main functions of advertising.
Kevin and Nancy are talking about the main functions of advertising. Listen to the following dialogue and try to summarize the 4 main functions of advertising.
So, Nancy, what findings have you got from your study of different kinds of advertising?
Lots. If you're interested, I can share it with you.
Certainly. Come on. Actually, I'm always dazzled by the different types of advertisements, and I don't know exactly what functions the advertising has.
It's true. Most people are distracted by the different forms advertising presents and seldom think about its common functions.But a good advertisement should draw customers' attention immediately to the products or services it promotes. Otherwise, it'll be overlooked and be a total failure.
I agree entirely.
Moreover, advertising can supply customers, especially potential ones, with basic, factual information or illustration of the promotional items in order to create possible interest in knowing more about them.Besides, advertising always associates the product's features with the needs and wants of the customers, aiming to arouse purchasers' desires to buy them.
Yeah, very reasonable. No matter what type the companies or brands choose, advertising always intends to fulfill a specific goal or objective. What else have you got from your study?
Just one more function. After convincing customers of a product's utility,Advertising's final goal is to direct the customers to take action, to place an order at once or in the near future.
You bet. They always can find the right way to talk me into purchasing something I don't really need. 3. Planning the advertising budget. Making an effective advertising budget is critical to companies and brands. Listen to the following passage carefully and try to fill in the blanks.
A reasonable advertising budget serves as a map to help you achieve your promotion objectives. The advertising expenses should be determined in advance and wisely divided among different departments or services. Establishing an advertising budget based on the percentage of sales or profits is the most widely used approach for most firms.Knowing the advertising sales ratio for a given sector of your industry will help you allocate your budget in proportion, but you must not rely completely on the figures. How to allocate your budget is also a demanding task you have to face up to. You should first choose the general advertising type. If you want to advertise your firm or organization,Then set aside a certain amount to do institutional advertisements, not only promotional ones. Percent of sales is still the common method applied in deciding how to distribute advertising dollars among different departments. The sections or lines with the greatest sales volume usually receive the biggest share of the pie. Even though you're making a long-term plan,You can better control your budget by planning it over shorter periods like monthly or quarterly. Advertising media and sales areas are the other two factors you should take into consideration. Note also that a flexible budget will be better if you need to cope with any unexpected incidents during your advertising campaign. 5. The brief history of advertising and advertisements.In the 19th century. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Advertising has existed for a long time in human civilization. As time goes by, advertising has undergone great evolutions, and many new forms of advertising media, like newspapers, magazines, radio, television, and the internet, have sprung up. At the very beginning,Advertisements were nothing more than verbal exchanges from one person to the next. The very first form of advertisement appeared as vocal shouting of announcements, and then it came in the form of printed ads, such as posters or notices. Later, In order to draw people's attention and bring more business, sellers began to add words to clearly explain their signs. Some Egyptian vendors wrote their sales advertisements on papyrus, but sometimes these ads were not solely for the purpose of business. They could also be used to convince people to help capture escaped slaves. Moreover, very little regulation was in place at that time, and people could write anything that they wished on the ads. In the early and mid-19th century, most newspapers still did not attach much importance to advertising and restricted the advertisements to the back pages, with very few pictures. At that time, broadside advertisement was a popular type of advertising. These were single sheets printed for being pasted on fences, walls, or buildings. They were printed in large print on white paper to make the black ink especially eye-catching, and most broadsides relied heavily on font size rather than illustrations to attract attention. In the late 19th century, the Industrial Revolution brought great technological advances. Correspondingly, advertising also developed rapidly in response to the changes in the business environment and the increase of industries manufacturing standardized products. 6. The history of billboards. Read the following passage and do the exercises.
Due to the advent of the digital technology era, computer-painted outdoor advertising formats have step-by-step replaced the dominant status of hand-painted boards. Modern people cannot avoid them because they are involved in a diverse range of advertising carriers, such as bus shelters, kiosks, airport advertising, mall displays, vehicles, and so on. Billboards may be the oldest form of outdoor advertising. Billboards were born out of the necessity of conveying messages to illiterate people. Over 3,000 years ago, the earliest known billboard ad appeared in Thebes of Egypt for the purpose of the capture of runaway slaves. The first large-scale use of billboards for advertising came in the circus posters, which were printed on horse-drawn trucks to increase interest for the shows. At the time, the billboards were not controlled by laws and they were not standardized. It was not until lithography was invented in 1794 that the possibility of producing real posters was realized, and the first mechanized billboard was built in 1960 in Japan. In modern society, people spend much more time in their vehicles than ever before. As a result, more and more billboards have been erected along highways, expressways, and other roads. Not only do billboard advertisements improve the visual quality of the area where they are placed, they also serve as effective and striking reminders of companies' products or brands.
Vocabulary. New words.
Covert.
Surrogate.
Celebrity.
Pioneer.
Finding.
Dazzle.
Distract.
Overlook.
Attain.
Utility.
Budget.
Determine.
Percentage.
Ratio.
Allocate.
Distribute.
Quarterly.
Flexible.
Press.
Thoroughly.
Launch.
Sanction.
Undergo.
Civilization.
Evolution.
Verbal.
Vendor.
Regulation.
Announcement.
Capture.
Broadside.
Illustration.
Standardize.
Conspicuous.
Billboard.
Advent.
Format.
Dominant.
Diverse.
Illiterate.
Impart.